I guess the main concern that we all have to have now is whether we do it. Which I think I've been talking about some time. Whether we're letting McGovern and Chuck get off the hook on our issues, which is national defense, amnesty, Vietnam, et cetera, what you think. And having talked to him years about Watergate, Ukraine, poverty, and all that crap. And those are, I mean, even though we win on some of those, they are not our issues. I constantly try to hammer this into people. They don't quite understand it, that our issue is the national security issue. We should always be talking about everything from the Middle East, which is foreign policy, which is policy for Europe, making America the second strongest power. When is the third one start saying something again? Hey, where are they all talking about the domestic issues again?
What we did, Mr. President, was to Jordan and Coleman and I this weekend find out the weeks that we wanted people talking on the grounds that the news media will only pay attention to us for what? For certain reasons. And so I would shoot it all fast. It would come too early before the election. So Sunday, Mel Laird goes out to meet the press. I'll make some news from that.
And right, in other words, you're going to try to get into national security next week.
All right. Foreign policy next week, national security. You can't suffer. The next 2 weeks, starting Sunday, will be foreign policy and national
security. In other words, the sixth and fifth weeks will be foreign policy and national
security.
Because you've noted that it's very interesting to note that he's backing off of this damn awful fast. He's backpedaling on that. Like, and when they, like he said, he's going to make a television speech to clarify his views on amnesty. Shit, we can't let him clarify his views on that. He's clarified his view on, believe me, he probably want about clarifying on social security and like that. We're in good shape. Boy, amnesty, Vietnam, bug out, imposing a communist government, every goddamn thing he said, we've got to pour it down his throat. That's
Harris.
Terribly important.
No, I agree.
Yeah. 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 One thing that did not come through in that meeting this morning that I might do a particular evaluation on is what is the prospect for John on the sustainable particularly one that will be, will bar it.
Well, prisons.
Yeah, it will bar it totally. Now, just say there will be no amnesty for the period, so that our guys even have to make it tough for them too, so that it will completely not give him a chance to vote for it. I don't want to give him anything to vote for.
We could make it so something could possibly pass through. Then I would just re-raise the whole issue. I would have been this morning with something we could do next week while he's trying to explain his position to people who are sticking to the vote. We can't possibly do it. Thank you.
What is this?
An ethical. What he saw, he said, yes, the best, do the best practical job, the best guideline, I think, he said, did, he said, my word, it's not a dead end.
Well, I was, I looked at all these, I said.
Well, no, he said, I will file the, I'll file a formal statement, but he said, my accurate, is not a dead end now. Approximately.
How the hell is he buying tires?
Well, the reporters started laughing, and they actually laughed. Sergeant Charter says his net worth is about $100,000. The figure that would make it the poorest is the four men seeking national loan. Then he goes on, Charter's deputy press secretary said, fortunately, the details of his financial situation is in preparation.
Well, now, are they continuing to get his wife from this?
McGregor came out with a marvelous statement today, which is running out of wires. Very good, says, it's right on target, says that the $100,000 will be watching with interest, and it's how this area of one of the wealthy established families currently would have $100,000. And Mrs. Eunice Kennedy Charter, wife of McGregor, was mentioned, and she also disclosed her financial asset, along with those for husband, as the president, vice president. And then it goes on to talk about she is a member of the Kennedy wife, and she's a member of the Kennedy family, a sister of President John Kennedy. Also called upon the governor and his wife to update their statements on their personal loan. We won't have long this.
Now, they raised the issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
We didn't raise it.
No, he's raised it, now we got a perfect opportunity just to keep demanding that the Eunice put their statement.
Sure never will.
Yeah, I think she will, because the way all of us kids have said is in trust. So she'll have the old company, trust company, of course, and the net worth of $1 million.
She's got that mom, sure.
That bad mom, all that.
Crazy dollars is not good.
She realizes she can't live on $1 million.
Sure can.
Not the way they live.
The way they live.
You know, I mean, with servants and everything, the income of $1 million, assuming that you've got 6%, 6%, like $60,000 a year, $60,000 a year is enough to keep you in pretty good shape, but you can't have any full-time help. Hell, they've got servants, they've got cars and everything. You know what it costs? But you know what, money, it's not there anymore, you know.
I'm very familiar with the problem.
Anybody can benefit, you know, they talk about mine isn't great, but all makes $50,000. Of course it is to somebody that makes $5,000. But actually, the guy making $50,000 is much better off than the steel worker making $50,000.
And
this is going to be our big thing.
Well,
I think what's happening here is confidence in the economy. We're getting somewhat confused. People had 56 rise in unemployment. They went through the 54 recession, and then in 56, unemployment dropped below 5%. Everybody was doing nothing. And in 1957, George Humphrey made that asshole character of the state. As a result, he screwed everything up and had a 58 recession. Well, that wasn't it. There were a number of things that caused that. But the point that I made is that all the economy now is that these housing starts, 2,400,000 people. We must be doing something right.
Well, and the industrial production indicated just up at 100%.
The only thing that broke was the stock market.
Well, that broke.
And maybe we just don't do it
anymore. All right.
I'd like to go up there, but I don't think it's going on. Something holds it down.
Well, there's nobody. Unless you did, there's been nobody buying. Not being shares, I think that's the lowest day of the year.
Are they?
I think people are a little out of answer still as a political campaign. They go up like hell, and that's kind of bullshit. It's gaining still.
Just shows it's doing well.
I just hope not. They go up like gangs.
So you must realize, too, that even though we look at Harris Bulls and Gallup Bulls and the rest, you want to realize that the people that are in the stock market do read. They do read the Washington Post. They do read the columns. And they do read the news magazines. And when you read that, you get a much more negative picture and a much brighter picture in the back of the media there. Would you agree or not?
Yes, I do. So.
Regardless, thing that gave them the suggestions, give some thoughts to whether or not that does have any purpose that may not be accomplished.
I don't know.
You don't.